ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Yes, thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Magical Engineer Frank is ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the tuberculosis vaccine research. Oh yeah, they're back to the drawing board, trying to make something. We'll see how they do, but we're going to keep you up to date on that. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional today puts us in Psalms 55. It says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Absolutely great. Promises. Count on it. Bedrock of, you know, being settled and being established. That's what the Lord does for us. So if you don't know the Lord, now's the time, because the time grows short. Get to getting, as they say. Get that Bible out. Start praying also. Pray, pray, pray. And you know, if you have a close friend, you talk to them frequently. The Lord's your friend. You talk to him frequently. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Let's see. Here's some research. This is European Center of Disease Prevention and Control. They revealed some research. They had estimates where over in Europe, anywhere between 31 to 39,000 Europeans die from superbugs due to overuse of your antibiotics as well as the cause of the superbug mutation. They said the hardest hit countries, according to their data, was Southern Europe, including Italy and Romania. And they're among the most highly impacted, they said. In Scandinavia, superbug deaths are kind of few and far between. The Netherlands and Norway have the lowest mortality rates. So the most hard-hit nations for the superbug mortality was Greece, Italy, Romania, and Cyprus, with annual mortality rates between 10 and 20 deaths per 100,000 inhabitants. All right, moving along on the quacker. FDA is now requiring the drug companies to be more transparent about their side effects in their advertisements. So while the drug advertising up till now has been required that the drug companies present the side effects alongside the promotion, the rules have been kind of loosey-goosey. Most consumers miss the side effects amid all the pretty pictures and the rambling narrator effects. So that's going to change, according to the FDA. From now on, the pharmaceutical ads that they're airing directly to consumers have to be clear and in plain language present all known health risks so patients can make better informed healthcare decisions. So it's a ruling the FDA stipulated that drug companies have to be clear, concise, and have a neutral position in all the drug advertising in lieu of presenting emotional appeals as they currently do, which they say is misleading customers about the true attributes of the drug or drug-related service being offered. So, you know, a picture paints a thousand words, so a lot of the advertising in the background while the narrator reads the fine print, people aren't listening to the narrator, looking at the commercial. They said information must be clear and in a language that is readily understandable. Understandable by consumers, the new FDA rules read, audio must be understandable in terms of volume, articulation, and pacing. TV ads must include text and audio, and the text displayed must match the audio, and it has to be shown long enough to be easy enough to read it. Advertising, they say, must not include elements like statements, text, or images or sounds that are distracting to the main message. Any text used has to be large enough and easy to read. Notably, ads no longer need to explain how a drug works or what its benefits are, simply listing major side effects and conditions previously preventing use is sufficient according to the new ruling. So we'll see how this goes, right, Frank? What'd you say? Take this stuff and you will die. I like your ad, Frank. It's very direct and understandable. I like it. Works for me. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. You know how to cut to the chase there, bud. All right, we're going to be talking about the TB vaccine research that's going on. This is out of St. Louis University of Missouri, November 2023. It's looking at making a better tuberculosis vaccine. Now, the current vaccine is called the Bacille Clemente Guerin, or BCG vaccine. It's really not been used in the United States for several decades, but in October 2023, I did mention to you about TB and the increase in the cases, most likely from the immigration issue. So the research now is to develop a new TB vaccine, and this research did get published in the November 2023 Journal of the Infectious Diseases. Here is a quote from the study. They say, researchers believe it is possible to eradicate TB through advances in vaccine development and public health. To cross the finish line, scientists must find ways to test new vaccines rapidly to prevent TB infections more efficiently and effectively. So let's just backpedal just a little bit. What's in the current BCG vaccine or tuberculosis vaccine? It is available, but it's not routinely given in the United States. And we're told that the formula is an attenuated serum made from a weakened strain of the TB bacteria. The theory in vaccine medicine is a weak version of the infection triggers and arouses the immune system to attack the infection, thereby making you an antibody. So the vaccine ingredients are abscisol, which is a diluted TB protein, polycarbonate tween, that's T-W-E-E-N, 80, it's a synthetic emulsifier, polyethylene sorbitol ester, and ethylene oxide antifreeze agent. Why that's in there? Take a guess. Phenol, 0.25%, which exposure to phenol can cause weight loss, weakness, exhaustion, muscle aches, and pain. The side effects from the vaccine, just from the abscisol ingredient, the injection site could bleed for 3 days, skin blisters at the injection site, coughing, deep dark bruising at the injection site occurs 3 days after the injection, labor, difficulty breathing, dizziness, and fainting. Other side effects are vision changes, ringing in the ears, and serious skin lesions, as well as an itching rash and swelling of the face, tongue, and throat. Well, I think I'll skip the vaccine, thank you. So what happens if you get the tuberculosis? Well, if someone is suspected of having TB, a blood and sputum test plus a chest x-ray will be done in order to confirm the disease. If it is confirmed, the patient is quarantined. The drugs given after confirmation of the disease are very dangerous for expectant mothers especially and for your liver. The drug can cause liver damage and INH hepatitis, which can be fatal. Side effects from the drugs produce peripheral neuropathy, and patients are given vitamin B6 to try to counter that side effect. And sometimes doctors will try a treatment of a 24-month multi-drug therapy with new medications, which are very expensive, $300,000 a patient expensive. So the TB treatments are expensive, very toxic, have limited effectiveness. Surgery for removing sections of diseased lung may also be recommended. But a new tuberculosis vaccine in development is quite precarious, if you ask me. Let's talk about it. According to Dr. Daniel Hawk, he's an infectious disease specialist at St. Louis University, they're in research development for a TB vaccine, and they say it's tricky. Normally, in research, scientists will use animals to do their first round of testing on a vaccine. They call it the animal clinical trials. Now, with tuberculosis, this bacteria does really not act the same. That's the problem. It doesn't act the same in animals as it does in humans. Therefore, when they're developing a vaccine for TB, the animal trials will offer limited information and not provide the definitive data they're looking for. So they kind of skip that part. So in vaccine development, science looks at the immune responses to the serum and what it's offering of supposed protection against the disease. But, you know, this is still a theory in scientific medicine. It's really not been truthfully proven. So if you can't do the animal clinical trials, what's next? Well, it's the human ones, basically. They call it the human challenge. So, you know, with science to do, if they can't do clinical research on the animals for TB, what do they do now for the vaccine? Well, it can't be avoided, they say. Science has to intentionally infect humans to conduct their research. They call it the human challenge. And in a controlled environment, scientists, they say, have two groups of volunteers. One group gets a placebo, and the other group gets a tuberculosis bacterium serum. So the infected group is obviously monitored, and science would have us believe that it is completely safe. According to the U.S. National Library of Science Center of Biotechnology, the human challenge has risks. Really? The human challenge has a method used during COVID. Well, that's a shocker. Here is a quote from Library Science. They said, the human challenge within scientific research is a method to accelerate the development of vaccines and other therapies. However, this poses ethical and practical challenges in part due to unclear and unforeseen risks. Well, the library goes on to say, the question is whether that both empirical and moral balance of factors lead to the indication conclusion to use human challenge in research. And the WHO says this, human challenge trials are trials in which participants are intentionally challenged whether or not they have been vaccinated with an infectious disease organism. And this approach is nothing new, and it has helped medical science progress over centuries. The first true human challenge study was conducted in the 1700s. Well, I guess they're used to it, huh? So science argues that not using the human challenge leads to failure to act, aversion, uncertainty, and the dispute of moral claims that would shut down work. So science thinks the risk is worth it in the development of vaccines. Science expects failures to occur in the process of research and could involve death. Sacrifice a few to save the many is their motto. And the first step is the dosing study, which is urgent to establish and to collect risk estimates to inform their volunteers. Could the general public become one big human challenge study, do you think, Frank? Well, I think that question was answered during the 1918 flu outbreak, this 1976 swine flu fake pandemic, and most recently COVID. So the risk of death in the COVID human challenge was around 66%. Let's see. This is Oxford Academic Clinical Infectious Disease. They said this February 2023. The human challenge method is increasingly common and used for an expanding list of diseases. Hopkins Bloomberg Public Health said this in March. Human challenge models save time, money, and effort. I guess that's the real reason, Frank, right there. St. Louis University in Missouri said this. Mycobacterium tuberculosis, the bacteria that causes TB. However, it is too dangerous for human challenge with the fully pathogenic bacteria. Huh. So no human challenge then? Well, So how are the scientific researchers going to test a new tuberculosis serum? Well, Professor Hoft decides to use the old tuberculosis vaccine from the 1920s because it used a weakened version of the tuberculosis bacteria. So Hoft admits that the old vaccine called BCG vaccine is of little to no benefit in adults. Think about that for a second. And that's why they were injected it into newborns all the time. So what he did is he gave 92 healthy adults the BCG vaccine that has no benefit, and they received 4 different doses. So they were gathering information on how the immune system responds when it encounters even a weakened form of the TB. They also checked body fluids and gene expression. Their research report said that the data supports up to 8 doses of this vaccine. And as the doses increased, so did the challenge to the body. So they think they may have uncovered a preliminary reason why men, more so than women, are at a higher risk of TB. So checking gene expression, they found immunological differences in men and women. Now, that's interesting. What'd you say, Frank? Let's use their children for the human challenge. That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, sacrifice a few to save many. Well, as long as it's not you or somebody you know, right? That they're okay with it. Professor Hoff says this, the new data will facilitate the vaccine development process, end of quote. So this is data, obviously, they didn't collect in the 20s, and so he's trying to backtrack it a little bit and see where they go from there. So what should we do? Well, there are countless pathogens that could bring the next plague. Now, I got a call recently asking me which pathogen, Ebola, smallpox, or TB, is the bigger threat right now. Well, currently, the U.S. has TB cases, and they're on the rise. So I would definitely get prepared for TB, and your immune system may be the only thing that protects you from what may come. So you want to keep your immune system healthy. A healthy immune system relies on healthy blood to carry antibodies throughout the body and destroy the deadly pathogens. And medical research from 2009 stated that the biggest defense against tuberculosis was to have strong T-cell antibodies or killer T-cells that will kill the tuberculosis infection. You know what? God has already installed us with this immune system, and he has also made the medicinal plants to assist our immunity. So there are herbs that can help the immune system make more T-cells at a faster rate, circulate them through the body faster, and protect the filtering organs from damage. So we all have this power right now. For instance, thyme, the herb thyme, has a natural inhibitor to tuberculosis. Pitcher's plant has an inhibitor to smallpox. And gentian root has an inhibitor to Ebola and the hemorrhagic type fevers. So if this is what you want to accomplish, well, I would call Apothecary Herbs. They have these herb formulas already. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Hey, check out their pandemic kit. And do ask for a free product catalog. And by the way, they are out of the current catalog, but the new catalog is supposed to be in-house the end of December. So if you would like the new catalog that's coming, you can request a catalog on the website, or you can give them a call and they'll put you on the list for the new catalog when it arrives. Also, today, my friends, is the last day of the Thanksgiving holiday special of 25% off. So today, by midnight, wherever you are, midnight, that'll be the expiration of the 25% off sale. So take advantage of that. Details are on the homepage, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. You can order even after hours. So they have a 24/7 toll-free ordering hotline. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on the website, very popular, Frank. The newsletters are becoming super popular, and they're absolutely free. So you go to thepowerherbs.com, you click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the American Survival and or the Health Quest newsletter. They go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday, packed full of, you know, health information that will empower you that you're not going to get in other places. So definitely get empowered. You can share your newsletters with family and friends, pass on the empowerment, and be amazed at what God provided you, how powerful he makes you and your immune system with the medicinal plants that are here to help your immune system defend you. So definitely give that a shot. Look into herbs. Find out how powerful you can be, because I found out about herbs when I was my 30s, and I was kind of gobsmacked, to be honest. I had been working in the healthcare system. I had worked at, you know, hospitals and doctor's offices and seen a lot of stuff, but I kind of was blind to the big picture. And so one day a family member got sick, and I observed the power of herbs and restoring this person in 24 hours. Yeah, of encephalitis, no less. So I wanted to know how to do that. I thought, what? You know, these herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's what God says. They're for everybody. Everybody. You know, just like food and oxygen and water. You're to have access to this. And you do right now, at the moment. And so, take advantage of that. Now, to highlight what some people are concerned about, your herbal liquids, also known as tinctures and extracts, will have a shelf life of about 10 years when they're stored properly in an environmentally controlled area. So they're very heat sensitive, so you don't want to store them in your attic, your car in the summer. You want it in a place away from heat and light. So that's why you see them in the dark amber glass. And that way you'll preserve your product for a good long time. So it'll be ready when you need it. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They got kits, pneumonia packs, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, power herb kits, cold and flu packs. They got everything there. Check them out and get empowered. Stock up during the sale and save. I can see by the time we got to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Brought up on a cookie nutty, bought it for the time. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the cookie, now she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the cookie, now she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the cookie, now she drank and poured up. She put the lime in the cookie, now she called a doctor. Woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, drink it in his bellyache. I said,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. 929-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Taking us back. Thank you. All right, we're going to be talking about secret ingredients. Oh, yeah, they're out there. Our hectic lifestyles sometimes leave people with a little time to really look into the foods they're selecting. And this could be the reason why 60% of consumers aren't really reading ingredient labels, or maybe just glancing at the nutritional facts briefly, but you know, 60% aren't really reading. So, now our teenagers, our consumers there, and their 20-somethings, they tend to be of the opinion that if it tastes good, it's good for you, which is, I think, very dangerous to live by. There are secret ingredients manufacturers are putting into food products, prepackaged stuff, and basically FDA has no knowledge of what it is they are. So we're going to take a look at what may be lurking inside the foods that you may have in your pantry or your freezer or your refrigerator right now. This is in 2011. Time magazine ran an article on a study done by researchers at the University of Minnesota titled Why People Don't Read Nutritional Labels. And the report revealed that consumers say they look at the product information more than they actually do. They tested consumers on common products purchased such as cereal, crackers, soup, cookies, ice cream, and the researchers used eye tracking software to see what the consumers were really looking at in order, and how long they spent reading that information. And so what they were able to track, 1,000 eye movements per second. Volunteers in the study also completed a questionnaire, and they wrote down their answers, but they didn't really match up what their eye movements showed. So over 30% said they always look at the nutritional facts panel, and they were looking for calories, fat, sugar, and serving size. But in reality, 9% of the volunteers looked for calories, and that was the only thing on the panel they really looked at. About 1% looked at the other information on the nutritional facts panel. The researchers feel that, on average, 37 to 70% of consumers at least look at one component on the nutritional facts panel some of the time. Well, in 2012, Science Daily did a report. It's a study done at University of Santiago de Compostela, University of Tennessee, and the University of Arkansas, along with Norwegian Institute for Agricultural Research, and it was on the correlation between reading product labels and obesity. And they compared the weight of American female consumers, which read food labels, and they found that on average, they were 8 pounds lighter than those who don't read the labels. So the research concluded that consumers who read their product labels lower their body mass index by 1.49 points, translating an average of about 8 pounds. That's how it translates. 8 pounds is huge sometimes on people, especially, you know, if you're short, petite. You know, 8 pounds is a lot. Now, the research also showed the consumers who smoke read labels less than non-smokers, and some of the demographics found that the urban consumers read labels more often, regardless of high school or college education. So men tend to habitually read labels about 58% compared to females, but their body weight index dropped about 0.12 points, you know, saving them about half a pound. So the impact of reading labels made the biggest difference among females with regards to weight loss. Now, in 2007, the Lancet Journal did a study on food additives and hyperactivity and attention deficit in children, and they studied the effects of food additives like sodium benzoate, a preservative, and food colorings, and they found that children who consumed products with preservatives and colorings in them were more hyperactive, had shorter attention spans than those who did not consume such products. All right, so let's look at the mystery ingredients. So the big three ingredients which do not promote health and most consumers are aware are monosodium glutamate, or MSG, aspartame, your artificial sweetener, and the trans fat oils that are stabilized artificially. So these three ingredients interfere with weight loss, and they encourage weight gain. The MSG was found to increase triglycerides, increase the deposits in your organs and in your blood, and increase blood sugar and increase cholesterol and cause liver damage. So these three ingredients are considered non-foods, and people who read labels and eliminate foods containing these ingredients improve their health and begin to lose weight. You wouldn't believe how many labels I read, Frank. I read all the time the food labels. And now, especially since they have some food sensitivities, I read them all the time. I can't have that. I can't have that. You know, just some of the simple stuff. Can't have it. All right, let's look at sweets. So if you read labels, you're going to notice the majority of products are sweetened with your high fructose corn syrup. This is a chemically manipulated corn sugar, making it contain a higher glucose rating. And it's considered an addictive food source. According to Dr. Christine Northrup, regarding high fructose corn syrup, it's not fat that makes us fat. It's the sugar that makes us fat. So artificial sweeteners and aspartame are not any better. They're actually worse. Artificial sweeteners will make you crave starchy sweets like donuts and pastries. All right, let's look at some new chemical additives. because there are many new additives the food industry uses in which the FDA is pretty much unaware of. And these additives are chemicals, thickening agents, and flavorings. So the FDA's deputy commissioner of the time, Michael Taylor, said, "We simply do not have the information to vouch for the safety of many of these chemicals," end of quote. So the FDA is aware of many of these additives because of consumer complaints, citing allergic reactions, asthmatic attacks, vomiting, and digestive disorders. And these ingredients are in just about every prepackaged food product. So how do food manufacturers get to add these ingredients? Well, they use the FDA's expedited certification process, which has, it was enacted to help manufacturers get a product to market faster and help businesses grow. But the process is being asked, it's being used as a loophole in the food safety guidelines area is what it is. So this fast-track certification process replaced the laborious and time-consuming process the FDA used 20 years ago, in which the process inhibited the use of ingredients until proven safe. So in the end, the new guidelines look at the burden of the FDA to determine what is safe and push what is the responsibility of the final determination on what is safe to the food companies. So they don't want to take that responsibility. So Taylor goes on to say, we aren't saying we have a public health crisis, but we do have questions about whether we can do what people expect of us, end of quote. So apparently the FDA does not think the obesity epidemic is a health crisis, which experts have linked to foods with these types of additives in them. What'd you say, Frank? So losing weight too fast without buffers for the expeller organs can make one pretty sick, toxic fat. Yeah. There's a safe way to lose fat. You can research that on the internet. Let's also talk about this lawsuit in June 2014. The Center for Food Safety sued the FDA over its regulations on food additives and its generally recognized as safe program. So the Center for Food Safety objected to the FDA's policy of allowing the food manufacturers to determine if the additives are safe. So legally, the ingredients not on the GRAS or generally recognized as safe list need to have the FDA approval before they are used and distributed in foods. So what's really astonishing is that the expedited certification process was merely a proposal. It never reached the FDA's final approval status before the food industry began using it in 1998. Well, the Center for Safety is asking, you know, the courts to set aside the unapproval rule and require the FDA to apply the previous rules where manufacturers have to petition the FDA for approval of food additives proving they're safe. Now, according to the lawsuit, when the FDA relied on a proposal rule indefinitely, it violated the rulemaking requirements of the Administrative Procedure Act. Well, I'm real tired of the government, courts, and judges and attorneys violating the very laws they create, aren't you? So the FDA stated on their website that they evaluated the GRAS notices and they determine if any information gives rise to questions or concerns about the substance. They'll look into it. However, according to their deputy commissioner, Michael Taylor, they do not investigate. So that statement is misleading and apparently false. So do you want more evidence the FDA is shirking its duties? The U.S. Government Accountability Office determined in their 2010 report that companies may determine a substance as safe without FDA's approval or knowledge. So among the dangerous and unapproved additives listed are fat substitute olestra, which causes GI problems, the microprotein, a fungus-based meat substitute, which can cause serious allergic reactions. Wow. Well, there are secret assassins in your foods. And these are chemicals added to foods to build up the shelf life and the taste factor, but they cause serious health problems. According to Dr. True Ott, these chemicals disrupt the body's ability to regenerate new and healthy cells, and many of these food additives can be detrimental to your brain and also your developing brains of children. So the FDA admits that they don't know what could be in your food, which could seriously harm you. And the FDA knows what it should be doing to protect consumers. So this could only be due to financial influences, really, incentives. Dr. Ott noticed that over the last three decades, the attention deficit disorder, obesity, autism, and diabetes have all had significant increases by about 500%. He also notes that exotoxic substances used to make foods taste better have contributed to obesity and are now also in the flu, chickenpox, and MMR vaccines. So the exotoxic substance is also added to your pharmaceutical drugs because labs say it produces 100% consistent reproducible results in drug making. So the exotoxic substance also affect the human brain and are thought to cause schizophrenia as well as autism. He says, I highly recommend you check into these chemicals that are in your food. He does have a book out, Secret Assassins in Food. You may want to read that. And you'll notice he also lists the alias names the food industry has used to disguise the chemicals like MSG, BHT, and more. So they kind of switch up the names so they confuse you. Same toxic substance, just new name. So basically, let's look at how the MSG was created. Dr. Ott actually wrote about this in his book. During World War II, a Japanese biochemist, Dr. Akita, learned about amino acids and fermentation used in ancient times for the Japanese emperor. It was a secret formula that they used to quickly plump up the sumo wrestlers. So the bigger and heavier the wrestlers were, the better. So Dr. Akita patented the process, started a company to make the unique fermented amino acids, and created monosodium glutamate, or MSG. It also tends to make food taste better, and people eat more of it. So this is where the large sumo wrestlers come in. So the MSG chemically slows the metabolism down while making the body crave more food by stimulating the central nervous system and your appetite. So it became a standard flavor enhancer in the Asian food industry. The mystery why you felt hungry an hour after you ate Chinese food has now been answered. MSG is also called RL50, also known as Accent. And the process Dr. Akita used to make MSG is an unnatural fermentation using mutated bacteria and recombinant DNA and gene splicing. According to the research, Dr. Russell Blaylock, he said this process creates carcinogenic substances. And when you read the food ingredient labels, you may be relieved not to see MSG listed. However, if you see hydrolyzed protein, autolyzed yeast, artificial flavoring, these are all aliases names for MSG. Yep, that's what they are. And it's interesting fact here that in the food product, if the food product has 79% or less MSG in it, the FDA does not require the manufacturer to list that ingredient. MSG is added to almost all your packaged foods, including baby food. The only way to avoid it is to make your own food from scratch. So if you buy organic meat, a bag of potatoes, some raw vegetables, you can avoid that unhealthy ingredient. All right, so let's. We got a few minutes, so we're gonna move along here, and we're gonna look at well, things that are grossly underestimated. Well, you know, the people in the UK, they found out using natural therapies. Well, they lost a bunch of them, so now with the Codex Alimentarius Food Harmonization Act, they underestimated the use of herbs, and now they really want them, and they can't get them. They learned to sidestep disease using herbs, and one of the leading experts in herbs in the UK said, "We are what we eat, and we don't doubt that fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts contain a range of vitamins, minerals, and cancer-fighting properties. Yet the nutrient content in medicinal properties in herbs are often superior and overlooked." Yeah, your herbs are compact nutritional elements. You know, it's sort of like that bowl of Special K compared to 30 bowls of shredded wheat. So basically, there is no 100% therapeutic action in your modern medicine treatments. A lot of respected doctors are now saying that a lot of the treatments in modern medicine promote cancer, although they're profitable, but they do have a 100% mortality rate. So it's not really a surprise that doctors who are diagnosed with cancer, they go to nutrition. They go to a naturopath instead of a chemotherapy bay. Dr. Winston Craig, he's a professor of nutrition at Andrews University in U.S. He says that you want lots of foods with flavonoids paired with natural vitamin C to magnify the power of the flavonoids and negate the oxidative free radical stress causing your cancer. He recommends foods rich with flavonoids and vitamin C's like herbs with milk thistle, thyme, rosemary, onions, garlic, dandelion root, sage, chamomile, and green tea. Those are just some examples he gave. He goes on to say that to prevent tumors, you want herbs containing photochemicals known as terpenoids, which are very powerful antioxidants that will attack tumors. And he adds to the previous herbs things like fennel, peppermint, coriander, basil, cardamom, and lemongrass. Yeah. So, you know, in the good old days, people really didn't have money to pay big city doctors, and they didn't have the ability to travel to the big city in the first place. So they became experts in self-treating their common infections. And mothers and grandmothers would apply tea bags to treat pink eye, use chaparral oil for itchy skin, clove, garlic, and mullein oil to deal with earaches, mustard packs on the chest to break up congestion. So it's highly doubtful, you know, generation after generation pass on things that don't work. Yeah? This is why, you know, our ancestors, our pilgrims, our founding fathers of the United States, they always had, along with their gardens, they had a section of herbs. They had an herb garden, too. It was essential. And they used it to preserve health and to preserve meats. Thyme herb preserves meats from going rancid. So if you couldn't salt your meat, dehydrate it, they used those herbs. Now, our ancestors usually didn't have to worry too much about cholesterol problems because they used a lot of herbs to help control cholesterol and balance it. Foods which they ate, like red meat, pink or purple or blue pigments, any foods that contain these anthocyanins help promote a cholesterol balance. If you add things like rose hips, you can magnify that action. For healthy hearts, they ate lots of garlic, onions, and hawthorn berries. Yeah. Actually, the people, Frank, in Africa, they bake hawthorn berries into their bread. Yeah. They don't have heart problems over there. They may have food shortages, but not heart problems. So our ancestors knew that herbs helped preserve our health, and they also used them, not really understanding they were immune-boosting actions, like in your garlic, your onions, thyme, ginkgo, echinacea root, but they knew it helped. So they often did not know why these herbs helped to heal or prevent disease, but they knew that they did. They had built-in anti-inflammatories, antimicrobial elements, antifungal properties in them, but they didn't know that. They just knew they felt better. And again, you don't pass on what doesn't work. So there's a lot of immune-stimulating herbs here that we can use to help produce white blood cells, which are your antibodies, which can... Well, your antibodies have a lifespan of a day, so you want to make sure you have good, healthy blood, red and white blood cells. And to have healthy blood, you have to have healthy bones, because the bones make the blood. So we're all connected. It's all a holistic thing. So if you're looking for herbs to make bones strong, there's herbs for that. Herbs to cleanse the blood, even of cancer cells. Hey, there's herbs for that. There's herbs to help with cholesterol and blood sugar and hormone levels to help balance. And there's herbs for that. God covered the bases. He did it for us. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So from Genesis to Revelation, you'll read that in just about every section of this great book. I mean, hello, get a clue, right? So I take it to the bank. I trust the word of God. He speaks truth, he can't lie, so hey, rather than medicine of man, I want the medicine of God. Now granted, healthcare, modern healthcare may be of necessity in trauma situations, definitely. But for internal medicine issues, you know, I'm leaning towards the herbs. I'm heavily over there towards the herbs, because I don't like the side effects of drugs. I don't like the track record they have. I don't like, it's almost like a double-edged sword. The drug may take care of your original complaint, but it gives you a new one. Because that's what a side effect is. It's a new disease. But I could go on all day. I could. Mm-hmm. But hey, if you want to get educated, get started, and it's not complicated. Just take it one day at a time and you learn. Thepowerherbs.com, give them a call. 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and this is the last day of the Thanksgiving sale where you save 25%, so go on their website, order, or give them a call, toll-free 24/7 number, and place an order and get what you need for the cold and flu season and save. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.